إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صفيه وحبيبه، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وقائدنا وقدوتنا وأستاذنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته لهم الدين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيك. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، who complete the ni'mah al-Islam and bless all of us with the ni'mah al-Islam and favored us with the Islam and the Sharia. Alhamdulillah, who completed the ibadat of al-Hajj. Your brothers and sisters, those who perform al-Hajj this year, I ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Allah accept from all the Hujjaj, all Muslim in everywhere. And I ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to provide all of you and all Muslim to perform al-Hajj inshaAllah ta'ala very soon. And I ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to gather us today inshaAllah ta'ala next time to go together and to be together to perform this ibadatul Hajj inshaAllah ta'ala. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give victory for all the Muslim in everywhere and bless all the Muslim in everywhere. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to complete the iman in our hearts and to guide us for knowledge and to guide us for al-Islam and the Sharia and to follow the steps, four steps of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the Sahaba kiram. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Islam, we enjoyed this year the Ibadatul Hajj. It was very beautiful this year. You have like 5-6 million people performing the Hajj this year. Alhamdulillah, who completed for all of us. And I remember all of you, Alhamdulillah, in our dua, especially in Haram Sharif. Allah is witness that we pray for all of you, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and those who ask me personally. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, inshaAllah ta'ala, to make the last four steps in our life, to be in Sharia, and to die in a state of Islam. Ameen. Today, inshaAllah ta'ala, we'd like to share some of this and to have the niyyah. From now on, we need to have our niyyah. If you have the intention to go for Hajj, and if Allah tabaraka you die before you reach the next year, Allah tabaraka ta'ala will give you inshaAllah ta'ala the benefits of al-Hajj, and Allah tabaraka ta'ala will consider you inshaAllah you perform the Hajj inshaAllah ta'ala. So have the niyyah from now to go and enjoy it, because al-Hajj is a farida. Those who are able financially and those who doesn't are not able financially, we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to provide them and to go for al-Hajj very soon inshaAllah ta'ala. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayyuhal nas, inna allaha qad farada alaykum al-Hajj, fahujju ila baytillah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in authentic hadith narrated by Muslim and the others, Abu Dawood, Tirmizi, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ayyuhal nas, O people, inna allaha qad farada alaykum al-hajj. Allah, he made the hajj as a fard, farida. Fahujju, go and perform your hajj ila baytillah. أيها الناس إن الله قد فرض. فرض come from فرض. الله make the حج فرض command. فحجوا go and perform your حج to the house of Allah تبارك وتعالى. فقال رجل أمان he asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يا رسول الله أكل عام. Is that every year? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he turned his face to the other side and he did not answer him. And then the man for the second time he told him ya Rasul Allah O messenger of Allah أكل عام. Is that for every year? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he turned his face to the other side and he did not answer him. And the man he was insisting to know the answer. قال يا رسول الله is that every year أكل عام every year? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم started to answer him because he found him. He insisted to have an answer for that. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ذروني ما تركتكم عليه. فقد أهلك من قبلهم كثرة سؤالهم وخروجهم على أنبيائهم. Leave me at the end of my word. Don't ask me more. Leave me with my word. Don't ask me for more detail. The Prophet he said clearly, Allah commanded to go and perform a Hajj. The man he said every year. Every year. Could you imagine if he said yes? Could you imagine if the Prophet ﷺ told him yes? So what you gonna do today? Huh? What you gonna do? So and amongst us are not able financially, are not able also in health. So he said, leave me with the end of my words. Because those who were before you, it's mean the Christian and Jew, they became in full destructions. They became in banishment. Why? Because they asked a lot. And they became against their own prophets and their messengers. So the Prophet ﷺ, meaning in this hadith, Allah command you to perform al-hajj. How many times?
One.
Don't ask him more. Allah, he said that. Allah command you to perform al-hajj. That's it. Don't ask. Every year. La, it's not allowed. It's not allowed. So from this meaning, the hajj became once hajjatul Islam. Somebody take his child with him and he perform the hajj. Meaning that mean this child, yes, his hajj will be counted to his father, the one who pay for it. But he still has to what? To make hajj when he's able financially from his own money. That is the situation. You go for second time, third time, 10 times, all of this considerable is what? Nafila. Nafila, it's mean contribution. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الحج إلى الحج كفارة لما بينهما. From the hajj to the second hajj you perform it, Allah clear, Allah clean all your bad deeds between. والعمرة إلى العمرة, and from the umrah and umrah also Allah clean and clear all the bad deeds between.
نظيف.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من حج ولم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه. Any حاج perform الحج and he avoid this too. يرفث it's mean to have sexual intercourse with his wife or any preparation for it. ولم يفسق and avoid all the bad deeds or the sins such as backbiting. We saw people over there, they curse the travel agency, they curse with them, they fighting, they talk about each other. We gonna have some stuff I carried with you to avoid all this, to learn from al-hajj. So whoever perform al-hajj and he did not fail in sexual intercourse with his wife or any preparation for it, and he avoid to fail in sins, in bad deeds, in backbiting, cursing, cheating, lying, stealing. So what happened? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him, he will clear all his sins. Like his mother, she just deliver him to this life. Allah. We ask Allah to make all of us among them.
Amen.
this is the command from Allah Ta'ala Ta'ala to perform al-hajj. And the Quran speak about this, that al-hajj is a fard. I just like to review with you some of the stuff today. I found some errors. Therefore, I told you many times, knowledge is very important. Yeah. Knowledge is very, very important. And I put the responsibility over the travel agency or those who are leading the group. You must put like a training for the Muslim before they go to Hajj. We found a lot of people, the only thing they know to buy the clothes of Ihram and go, and doesn't have idea about anything. That's why they fail. We find a lot of millions of mistakes over there because people, they are not trained. They are did not study. If you go for something trip like this, at least you have to prepare yourself to study what you're going to do. Ask for every single steps. But because of the Muslim, they don't ask. And also, the travel agency doesn't have any idea or they don't have time to train the people, to prepare the people for this trip. That's why the Muslims are confused. I found a lot of error, and the Muslims, subhanallah, I don't blame them. But I saw them, they run from here to here, and you have million of fatwa. Sometime you go and ask somebody, and somebody else give a different opinion. I'm going to tell you some of what I faced there. You are my beloved brothers, and I am from you, and you are from me, and we need to study this, be careful, and to study, and to avoid these problems. Taking the plane, and I saw the people passing the miqat without performing the ihram. Subhanallah. As you know, for the people who live from Africa and United States and Europe, they must pass by in the plane 20 minutes before they reach Jeddah city for all the Hajj. This is called Madinatul Hujjaj. Everybody has to go there first. We saw them in the plane and nobody told them, not even the pilot, not the travel agency. And the people, they reach over there, Jeddah, and when they ask, we did not start our ihram. Ihram is not clothes. It's not to wear only two pieces of clothes. Ihram, you must start from the appointed or the described area, which is a Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describe it in different area from all over, for all over the world. You must start your ihram. Closing, so some people in Kennedy Airport, they have the two pieces of clothes and the woman, and they said, what? Labbaik Allah, ya akhi, not yet. Not yet, it's not from Kennedy Airport. When we reach exactly, I was transit in Egypt, I found the people in Egypt that said, Labbaik Allah, ya akhi, not yet. You have to start the ihram from a place called Rabigh. We talk about our area. European, American, African, those people who came from the north, they pass by a place called Rabigh 20 minutes before you reach Jeddah. You must be wearing the ihram, two pieces for the man, and the woman should dress anything. And start their ihram. How you start your ihram? How you get in to be a muhrim? When you say labbaik Allahumma, Allahumma labbaika umrah, because we're going for tamattu', the most recommended hajj called tamattu', to go perform umrah first, and then in the day number 8 you renew your niyyah for al-hajj from Mecca, from the hotel, from the haram sharif, from any place. But in the umrah, for the umrah, you must start from Rabigh at 20 minutes in the plane, equal to this place, a place called Rabigh or al-juhfa, used to be al-juhfa, called Rabigh today, or the plane equal to this place. You start your ihram. The pilot, he has to tell you, my brother, that's why I recommended ya Sheikh Saeed to go for the Muslim plane. You don't go for Switzerland. You don't go for another zone. They don't know about this. So you go with a Muslim plane. At least the pilot will tell you, be prepare yourself, half an hour will be closer to Ihra, to Miqat. Call it Miqat. You will be closer to Miqat. And then after that, he's going to tell you, 5 minutes will reach Al-Miqat. Then you prepare yourself, take your coat out, and you have to be with the two pieces. And then when you reach Al-Miqat, you say, Labbaik Allahumma Umrah. Then you start Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. You are in Al-Ihram. Two pieces of clothes meaning nothing without the Miqat. Miqat, you must start your haram from Al-Miqat. If you go to Medina, you don't have any problem. But if you go to Mecca, you must start in Ihram in the plane before you reach Jeddah. But if you go to for Medina, you don't have any problem with that. You're going to start in Medina to Al-Hujjaj, then you go to Medina, and then when you're going to start your Ihram 20 minutes from the Medina, a place called what? Abyar Ali or Dhi Hulaifa. The place called Dhi Hulaifa. That is the place which is the Prophet ﷺ, he started his Ihram from it. There is a masjid there. You take a shower, you dress your Ihram, and then you say, Labbaik Allahumma. Umrah to go to Mecca, to enter Mecca. But I found some error here. When the people, they pass by Al-Miqat and they did not start their Ihram from there, I found some mufti said, it's okay, make it from Jeddah. Jeddah is not counted. It's not a place from Ihram. Who make it in Jeddah? The people who live in Jeddah. Not you, you are a traveler. You came from a different area. So your Ihram is not going to be from Jeddah. Your Ihram going to be in the plane 20 minutes before you reach Jeddah. Call it Rabigh. You must start your Ihram. If you pass by the place, so you have to what? You either way to come back to take a car to send you to this place called Rabigh and you start your Ihram from there. Other way, there is no any Ihram for you will be valid. That is the first mistake. I caught it and we ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive all the people inshaAllah Ta'ala. The second issue which is I found it there. I found the people, Sheikh Saeed, making 20 Umrah. Every day in Mecca, after he make his Umrah, he go to a place called Al-Tan'im or Al-Hil, a place in half an hour by taxi from Mecca. You go to a place called Al-Hil, or people call it Al-Tan'im, Al-Tan'im. And he start to make Umrah for his grandfather and the grandmother and his aunt and his neighbor, and he saw 20 Umrah he make it. Who told you to make all this Umrah? Yeah, he's going for one. Who told you to have today? So the Tan'im and Hil, it is only for those Zawil A'zar, meaning Zawil A'zar mean what? Those who has a problem, such as a woman reach Mecca and she cannot perform the tawaf. As Aisha radiallahu anha wardaha. Aisha, when she reached Mecca, she came to the Prophet in Mecca around the Haram Sharif, and she told him, Ya Rasulullah, I became in menses. She started crying. Qala ya Aisha, hadha amrun qad katabahu Allahu ala banati Hawa. This issue, Allah commanded for the daughter of Hawa. It's mean, it's written for the woman to have what? Menses. What I shall do, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala, if'ali kul ma yaf'aluhu al-hajj illa an tatufi bil-bayt. Do everything like the hajj, but except one action, you're not gonna avoid it. Not to enter the holy masjid and perform what? Tawaf. Because condition of tawaf, you must be what? In tahara. In purification completely, male and female, with wudu. So at Aisha, and then what I should do? The Prophet ﷺ, he told her, just wait until the day of eight, and then the Prophet, he put his two fingers together. قَالَ قَدْ دَخَلَتِ الْعُمْرَةِ فِي الْحَجِّ. The Umrah will be merged with the Hajj because she missed, but the Umrah will be counted for her. But in the day of Eid she perform another niyyah, another intention for al-hajj, because the day of al-hajj is the day of Eid. قول يوم الترويه, you have to bring a new niyyah from the hotel, from the place, from the haram, from the street, from anywhere. You say labbaik allahumma hajj, you don't need to leave Mecca. You make it from Mecca, in any place in Mecca, in your house, in the hotel, in anything, and you don't need to make another tawaf, you don't need to make another sa'i, only niyyah, labbaik allahumma hajj, and then you will be in hajj. After Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha, she completed all her hajj, she came to the messenger of Allah, she said, I need to enjoy the umrah, I miss it. I enter Mecca, I miss it. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told her, فأمر محمد بن أبي بكر, محمد بن أبي بكر is her brother, the son of Abu Bakr رضي الله عنهم أجمعين, قال take her to a place called التنعيم or الحل. She took her from Mecca to a place, the border of Mecca, to start إحرام from this place and to enter Mecca again to perform the Umrah which she missed. So this place became to the people of those who have problem. Somebody sick, enter Mecca and he became sick. He went to the hospital. He did not make the Umrah. Until the day of Eid al-Hajj, suppose he enter Mecca in the first day of Zulhijjah. And he became sick totally. He cannot even move. He did not make Umrah. He did not make Tawaf. No Sa'i, nothing. And then after that, what we should tell him? He has to rush for the day of number 9, because Al-Hajj is what? Arafah. Al-Hajj, Arafah. You miss Arafah, no Hajj. Even 5 minutes before the Fajr of the day of 10, you catch Arafah. But you must be in Arafah. So somebody, he missed the Umrah. So he went to write to rush for the Hajj in the day of number 9, because he has no time. After he finished the Hajj, he can go for this place in the border of Mecca, and he make ihram, new ihram, to make the umrah which he missed in the beginning. Call it the umrah or the tawaf al-qudum. Tawaf al-qudum. We found a lot of people every day go. That's why you find all the time around the Kaaba everybody making umrah. I can leave the place for the other people to perform the tawaf, but every day he has to make umrah. Every day for his aunt, for his father, and so on, uncle, sister, everybody. So you have to do it only for yourself, not to make it for the whole town. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to forgive, inshaAllah ta'ala. Naam. Tayyib. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya akhi, for the steps of the Hajj are described in a big hadith of Jabir radiallahu anhu arda. Jabir in Sahih Muslim, like he has a camera, and he tape all the manasik. Manasik, it's mean the steps of the Hajj. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, قال فلتأخذوا عني مناسككم فإني لا أدري لعلي لا أحج بعد عامي هذا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم perform the Hajj in the year of what? Hijra 10. In the year of what? 10. The Prophet in Arafah, in the day of Arafah, he said, فَلْتَأْخُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. Take from me all the steps of Al-Hajj. So you are not allowed to do it by your own. You are not allowed to do it actually as you want. So you have to be, you are commanded to follow the four steps, the manasik, the process of Al-Hajj, the steps of Al-Hajj, from who? From Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anybody else? Because I'm going to show you some people, they did not even follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they followed their own imam, which is wrong. So we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he commanded, he said, فَلْتَأْخُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. You must take the manasik from me, not from anybody. From me. You follow the manasik from me. Because I don't know, maybe I don't have any chance to perform the Hajj after this year. And the Prophet ﷺ, how many times he made it?
Once.
He died sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the second year. So he made it only one. Now, tawaf. Al-Hajj is the good manner. Before we learn the four steps, or the process of al-hajj, he must train the people how they be in full mercy with the other people, treating the people, all the people with compassion and mercy, treating the children. Do you have idea? Some children die, children underage die, it's too crowded. Woman in the front of me, they carry her almost at the last. They carry her completely in the middle, because the problem for the Muslim, they don't learn that is fard, fard for you, for upon the Muslim to be in, to treat the other Muslim with mercy and the compassion. Find some people, like they go to the battlefield, they treated, subhanallah, people, they don't care about all the people. They don't care about young, they don't care about women. They put their hand together, and I saw them, they do, where are you going, ya akhi? You're going to the battlefield? Subhanallah. And they don't care if you stand in front of them, you finished. And they have a plan. They have a plan. We're going to kiss the Hajar. No matter what happened to the other Muslim, they don't care. They have an agenda together to go and fight for death to catch the Hajar. Who told you to do that? Who told you to do that, ya akhi? If you are not able to reach the Hajar softly and easy, you are not allowed to go. And I found a lot of bid'ah. People in the corner, as you know, the Kaaba has four columns. Two corner call it al-Rukn al-Yamani. Rukn Yamani. Yamani, it's mean toward this corner, toward to Yemen. People, I found them, came to the corner, and they start, the Prophet ﷺ, when he reached this corner, and the other one has a Hajar. This call it corner al-Yamani, the corner of Yamani number one, and the corner of Yamani number two. The corner of Yamani number two, just around, you find the Hajar al-Aswad. It's from Al-Jannah. But the Prophet ﷺ, when he making tawaf, he came and touched Al-Hajar by his hand. And he continued until he came to this area toward the two, the Hajar, and he said, you know, to the Hajar, and he said, if you cannot catch it, you said what? Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. Do you have idea when you say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Allah will count for you that you kiss it? Is it? I'm not able to touch it. I'm not able to kiss it. But if you are not able to catch it, and you said Bismillah, Allahu Akbar by your hand, so what happened? Allah will give you the same credit like those who kiss it. But women, even women, they fight in the middle of the men. If Rasulullah was alive, he gonna permit all this? La wallahi. La wallahi. And then after that, you, if you are not able to catch the Hajar, the stones, and you say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, by your right hand, but I send the people to what they do? What they do, Ashir? What are you doing? What are you doing by two hands, Ashir Saeed, and raise up the two hands, that's it. They send a lot of kisses to the air. Allah. What do you do that? It's not the sunnah, akhi. People, when they reach Maqam Ibrahim, you know, as you know, Maqam Ibrahim, after you passing the black stone, the Hajar, you're going to find a glass. Call it Maqam, the position of Ibrahim. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala nabiyyina afdal salatu wa salam. Wallahi, the brothers and the woman also, they fight to kiss the position of Ibrahim. So this is actually Islam?
No.
Jahiliyyah. And more than that, as you know, this is like you dealing with a couple of million people. People go around the car. So after he finished seven, the round number seven, he's still in the middle of the crowded, and he need to pray two rak'ah for the Maqam Ibrahim. And the people fell. The people, they stopped the people, and most crowded, because some certain people, they need to make the two rak'ah
in this, in the middle of this crowd. All the Kaaba, all the masjid is available for you to go and perform two rak'ah after you finish the tawaf 7 times. Do it in every way. But some Muslim, they need to make it in the middle. And when you make it in the middle, and the people, what happened, ya Sheikh, Abrahman? What happened, ya Sheikh Abrahman? It's gonna make danger, risky, hazards for all the people. But people doesn't understand anything at all. And I found some people, what they do? Some people, they have like a group, they stay in the middle, in the front, to make like a partition for him until he make the two rak'ah. Partition, he took exactly and he stop all the, they don't care about the tawaf, they don't care about the other people. This is not allowed also in Islam. This is jahiliyyah wa li'a'uzu billah. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to forgive all. But the Muslim, they go without knowledge. We need to train the Muslim to be educated. You, subhanallah, I found wallahi somebody dying in the front of me. I start to have the water and I wash his face. The man, he couldn't even take his breath. He's dying. Because they push hard, they push, the people came from the back, they don't care about woman or old, they don't care about anybody, they push you hard. This is the Islam, this is the tawaf. La ya akhi, la wallahi, la wallahi ya akhi, la wallahi, hasbunallahi wa ni'mal wakeel. Naam, tayyib. So it's a brother, for example, to remember, one of the brother, he was with my group. But he came and the day I didn't say anything because they said they have like a different imam with their language. He gonna explain to him. The brother, after he making tawaf and after he making sa'i. And this is not easy. Tawaf and sa'i. It's in the end, as you know, your feet, and you need to take a rest because you're walking a lot. The sa'i between Safa and Marwa, it's almost 7 kilos. After he finished tawaf and sa'i, he was in the afternoon. I caught him in the Haram Sharif, in the Masjid, in the night. I told him, where are you going? Why you didn't take your ihram yet? Because it was in the Umrah. It was in the Umrah. We finished the Umrah. We went to actually the hotel. We take a shower and we change our clothes. Alhamdulillah, enjoyed until the day of number 8 to perform the Hajj in the day of number 8. But we stay a couple of days, 5-6 days first, before we reach this that day. Where are you going, brother? He said, I'm going to make tawaf again and making sa'i. So why you did it? You did not do it. I saw you in the afternoon, you did it. He said, no, because I asked some imam, because I forgot to pray the two rak'ah after the tawaf. So he told me, you have to go and make tawaf again and make sa'i again, because he forgot the two rak'ah. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? The two rak'ah is not part of, it's not a condition. It's not a condition. This two rak'ah sunnah, after you finish tawaf, two rak'ah sunnah you pray in any place in the masjid. But even if you forgot this two rak'ah, it is not a condition to make the tawaf again and to make a sa'id. The man, he need to take his wife and making the tawaf again, because some imam, he told him, the one you made it in the afternoon is not counted. Go and make it again because you forgot the two rak'ah. Jahiliyyah. Who is responsible for that? Who is responsible? Because there is no education. There is no education. Wallahi, akhi, if you concentrate in this life, the most important thing in our life, the knowledge, the ilm, the class of ilm, to know where is the right and where is the falsehood. If you live by your own, some Muslim, they don't like to stay in a class at all. They don't want to hear anything. And they go and they make it by their own. And sometimes maybe he performs something in his life wrong all his life and he doesn't know. But he continue because he doesn't have time to participate in the ilm. La hawla la quwwata illa billah. Naam. The thing which bothered me too, food. The food in the hotel, when you go to the hotel, they give you a lot of food. Under what you call it, open buffet. Too much mountain food. A lot of food. And I saw around the Kaaba, our poor Muslim, wallahi, they don't find piece of bread to eat it. Around the Kaaba. All over, even in Medina. They don't have money to eat. they are poor, they collect every penny to go and perform the Hajj. You understand? But the problem, they have very little money. They don't have food to eat. And another side, we found ourselves sleeping in a hotel. And the hotel performed the best meal for you, Sheikh Yusuf, mountain food. So I came after we finished, I told the manager of the hall, I told him, you have a lot of food. I am ready to volunteer to back this food and go give it to the people around the Kaaba. They need the food. He told me, you cannot do that, Sheikh. I said, why? He said, I tried to do that one day, to take one single plate and to give it to the needy people. They're almost going to fire me. I said, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Food. I said, where is that food goes? You find meat, you find chicken, you find shrimp, you find everything. Cake, don't count it. Big table, different table. Table for sweet, table for meat, table for salad. And in the end, the food is still the same. Because they bring more food to put it for the people. So what happened to this food? I said, we throw it in the garbage. If this is Islam, if this is Islam, la wallah ya akhi. This is bother me too much. I almost cry over there. I said, we have food and the people around, subhanallah, wallah ya akhi, they don't find a piece of bread to eat it. Because they stay, they don't have hotels. They sleep in the floor. They sleep around the Kaaba without no hotel, nothing. And they don't waiting for some people to give them some food. Hey, this is Allah, Allah, ya akhi. Are we equal? La wallahi, we are not equal. Ask Allah Ta'ala, because the Hajj is Allah gave it to He according to the intention of the people. Ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive all of us. One day also in the day of Arafah, I found all the travel agency. They have their own. One of the biggest company in New York here, they went to early and they make their own bathroom. And they make a partition all around to close all the entrance. Nobody allowed to use this bathroom except this group. I was one of them. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen for everything. Diabetic, as you know, diabetic. You need to go to the bathroom. Is that right, Ashraf Saeed? A lot. So I went over there and said, you know, Yahi, because they put one only bathroom and 2.5 hours people waiting in the line to use the public, the other public bathroom. But this group, they have their own bathroom. And they close all the entrance and they make it only available for their own groups. Only for those people. If you are not belonging to this group, you cannot use this bathroom. And all the other people, they use a public bathroom in Arafah. And when I ask, I need to go and renew my wudu and I need to go to the bathroom, they told me, Sheikh, I wait for 2.5 to 3 hours. So if you have a diabetic, you're going to be where? I think actually you're going to make it something in yourself. So what happened? They close it. If this is the Islam, okay? If this is the Islam, somebody dying, I saw him, he go and he said, I must use the bathroom. I give you anything you want. I give you money. I give you everything. They refused to let him in to use the bathroom because it is belonging to this group. Ya akhi, subhanallah, wallahi, this is not Islam. Wallahi, this is not Islam. The Prophet ﷺ, while he took in all people with him from Medina to perform al-Hajj, he used to step back and to come to the needy people to ask them, do you need something? Do you so and so? He make sure everybody's okay. Everybody's okay, ya akhi. Laysa minna man lam yarham saghirahu wa ya'tif ala kabira. None one of us who doesn't treat his elder with mercy and doesn't treat his younger with compassion. So where is the man? يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. They prefer the other, even if it's this matter affecting them, but they still prefer the other. You remember the people? 10 people injured in the battlefield. So they came, the woman, they used to have woman to nurse. She came to the first one, the one who are injured in the battlefield, to give him the water. He need the water, remember. He's thirsty. This is sun, desert, he need to drink. What did he say? قَالَ أَعْطِهَا لِأَخِي لَعَلَّهُ أَحْوَجُ بِهَا مِنِّي. Give it to my brother next to me, maybe he need it more than me. Allah! She went to the second one and she gave him the water. He said, give it to my brother next to me, maybe he need it more than me. One after one after one until she reached number 10. He said, that was the last one. He said, you know, give it to my brother next to me, maybe he need it more than me. She came to the first one, she found him die. She came to the second one, she found him die. All of them die thirsty because they prefer one over the other. Allahu Akbar. That is the meaning of Islam. That is the meaning of Islam, ya akhi. But I be selfish. We learn how to be selfish in this life. My brothers, من نفس على أخيه المسلم كربة من كرب الدنيا نفس الله عليه كربة من كرب الآخرة. Who make it soft and easy, ease for his brother in this life, in a problem, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will save him in the day of the judgment, and he make it easy for him to enter the Jannah easy in the day of, which is difficult in the day of the judgment. We don't learn this. We don't have any compassion and mercy among each other. And we learn, you are from Africa, I am from Arab, I'm from Indonesian, I'm from so and so. Islam is, its nationality is dirty. Nationality is dirty. It's not counted. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. The brother, the mu'mineen, the believer are brothers. It doesn't matter where you came from. رب أشعث الأغبر مدفوع بالأبواب لو أقسم على الله لأبر. Maybe Awani will enter from this door now, full of dust, tired from the traveling, and he entered the masjid and he raised his hand and he said, Ya Allah, Allah تبارك وتعالى will answer him and will answer all of us because of this man. The one who looks like miserable and dusted from the traveling and so, and poor and so, maybe he raised his hand to Allah and Allah will accept the dua for him and Allah bless all of us because of this person. Don't ever look to your brother, he's lower than you, he has a different nationality, he stinks, he's so and so. Never, 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 ya akhi. But we learn to be selfish. We learn how we deal with nationality. I am came from so and so, you came from so and so, you are different than me. Subhanallah, subhanallah, it's not working. It's not working. It's affecting me too much, wallahi. It's almost crying because of this. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to clear all our hearts and to make all of us love each other fi sabilillah. Naam. طيب, came to the tent in Mina. As you know, in the tent of Mina, you must sleep over in Mina every night, especially the day of Ayyamut Tashriq, the night of 11 and 12 and 13, if you going to stay for the 3 nights. We have to sleep over in Mina. I found some people go in Mecca and sleep in Mecca. You have to sleep in a tent. That is sunnah in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. طيب. Came to the salah. As you know, when you go to Mina, the salah, the 4 rak'ah became what? 2 rak'ah. At the time of Zuhr, you pray 2 rak'ah for Zuhr. At the time of Asr, you pray 2 rak'ah for Asr. At the time of Maghrib, you pray 3 rak'ah for Maghrib. At the time of Isha, you pray 2 rak'ah for Isha. Or what's to agree about this? Find some after they make the adhan in the tent. I told them, they know me, a lot of people know me. They step forward, Sheikh, lead the salah. Bye. When I lead the salah, somebody came up, we need to pray for the sunnah. Bye, take it easy. There's no sunnah. Who said there is no sunnah here? I said, yeah, your messenger. Your messenger did that when he reached Mina and he sleep in a tent. He did not pray sunnah at all except the water after Isha, and the two sunnah for Fajr. That's it. No sunnah for Zuhr, no sunnah for Asr, no sunnah for Maghrib, no sunnah for Isha. The man, he fight for death. Who are you to cancel the sunnah? I told him, wallahi, we don't cancel the sunnah. Your messenger did not pray sunnah for Zuhr or Asr or Maghrib or Isha. The only sunnah you make it for Salat al-Fajr. He making too much trouble because Jahiliyyah. If we are in a state in Jahiliyyah and ignorance, how you? That's why Ali radiallahu anhu arda, he said, قال لو جادلني عالم لغلبته. If one knowledgeable come to me and stay in, stand in front of me, knowledgeable, I will defeat him. ولو جادلني جاهل, and if an ignorant man came to me to dispute with me, he will defeat me. You see what? Because no matter what you tell him, he's not gonna listen. Piece of rock, mute, deaf, deaf, blind. No matter what you tell him, he's not gonna listen to you. But knowledgeable people, he told him, Rasulullah said so and so and so. Oh yes, brother, yes, no. Alhamdulillah. He accepted from me and Sheikh Yusuf. Because he gave him what? The Dalil. Just show him the Dalil. But the man, he made too much trouble in a tent. How come you cancel the sunnah? I said, wallahi, we don't cancel it. But that's your messenger. Same thing in Arafah. As you know, in Arafah, the day of Arafah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after the sunrise, he moved from Mina to go direct to Arafah after the sunrise. فضربت له قبة. They build like a tent for him, and he gave the khutbah, which you call it the farewell, the greatest khutbah in Islam. And then after that, he commanded Bilal to make adhan. Make adhan for Zuhr. And then he told Bilal to make iqama for Salat al-Zuhr, and he prayed the Zuhr too. Just right after the two Zuhr, without any sunnah, he told Bilal radiallahu anhu arda, he told him, make iqama for Asr in the time of Zuhr, in advance, before the Asr time. Ya Bilal, make the two as iqama for us. And the Prophet start, and he led the believers in the Hajj for another two rak'ah for Asr. We came together, the group are more than 400 people. And we came together, we pray the Zuhr and Asr. One adhan for Zuhr, only one adhan. And two rak'ah for Asr after the iqama for Zuhr. Two rak'ah for Zuhr after the iqama, and another two rak'ah for Asr after the iqama for Asr. That is the sunnah. Found the people, second group of people, I said, no, only pray for the Zuhr. Ya akhi, Rasulullah s.a.w. he combined the two salah together. Rasulullah s.a.w. but in a way, our Imam told us to pray two rak'ah for Zuhr, and we have to wait for the Asr time to pray the Asr. Ya akhi, this is not the sunnah, my Imam. So what I need to bring it here today with you, Rasulullah or your Imam? Rasulullah or the best scholar ever in the history? People doesn't understand it. It was said, wallahi, Rasulullah combined the salah. But you tell who? They insist, and they only pray for Zuhr, and they wait for the Asr to pray another two rak'ah for Asr. And sunnah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is what? To combine the salah together. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. That is the Muslim in all the time. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. This is actually bothered. But I would like to give you a good news. We perform Hajj many times, alhamdulillah, but I found a lot of improvement this year at Sheikh Abdul Rahman. We used to take the bus from Mecca to Arafah, and the bus used to take like 8 hours. And if you don't have any traffic, this is half an hour only. But we used to stay in the bus for 8 hours. But they made Saudi Arabia, they made a train this year. The train take you from, subhanallah, from Mina to Arafah. And this should take like a couple hours. only in 15 minutes. And what is a great project really? They spend a lot of billions of dollars to make it easy. May Allah reward them in this action, inshaAllah ta'ala. That is the first improvement. Second improvement, the Jamarat. As you know, to go to the Jamarat and stone, a lot of people used to die. From my experience in the past, I saw a lot of people in front of me die. SubhanAllah, even my son one day, I think he's a young man, he almost got chopped. And I push him outside of the crowded. But then today, this year also, they made it beautiful. And last year too, they start from last year, they made like four floors. You go from one destination and you get out from a different road. And this is, you don't find any violation or any problem or any anything happen to the Muslim. This is what also a good improvement. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Very, very, very organized. They still need some improvement, especially with dealing with the garbage. Number of the bathroom, they need to build the more bathroom. They need to build some to make like, to clean the city from it, because the Muslim also, they are not helpful. Why? Because everybody take it and they throw the garbage in the streets. Even around the Haram Sharif, when you go all around the masjid, the holy masjid, you found a lot of garbage. Muslim need also to organize themselves to clean the place, because this is the house of Allah. You cannot leave any garbage around. It's a lot of improvement here, a lot of violation here. But alhamdulillah, it was very good, inshallah ta'ala. I ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala sincerely for every one of you and all the Muslims, inshallah, that Allah help you, inshallah, to inshallah ta'ala perform the Hajj next year, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala give you, inshallah, this opportunity and to go and enjoy it, the Hajj, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to perform it from year to another year, inshallah ta'ala. That's as I like to share with you this moment, because we found it important to discuss this amongst us today. Do you have any question related to this or related to any topics? Inshallah ta'ala. Until we pray, inshallah ta'ala. Wallahi, it's gonna be very difficult. How are you gonna do that? In order to practice this, remember the problem there, some of the Muslim, after they performed the last 10 days in the month of Ramadan, they stay there, they don't want to come back. They spend almost like 2 months and 10 days from Ramadan. You have Shawwal, you have Zulqa'dah and the Hijjah. People, they escape. They are not supposed to, legally, they are not supposed to stay there. But people, they took advantage to stay until the Hajj, to perform the Hajj. So you find them in the mountain, you find them sleeping in the street. So almost they finished their money. And when the time of Hajj came, they became hungry. And Saudi Arabia, sometime they send like trucks with yogurt, water, bread sometimes, actually they give it to them. They know they are needed, but it's not enough in the end. Anyway, they cannot perform for them 3 meals. So maybe if they got like a 1 meal, they will be lucky. That's why you find this. So they depend on the rich people to give them help, to give them food from time to time. That is the only thing. But to give them like some, so because all of them, most of them, they are illegally stay until they got the chance to perform the Hajj. Yes. Yes. Inshallah. Fadala Shaykh. Yes. Yeah.
People don't take the haram nikah. How is it going to do and fix this
The people who did not start their ihram, as I told you, if you reach the city of Al Hajj without performing your ihram, and this is must be like this, labbaik Allahumma الحج لبيك اللهم عمرة. You have to clear it and stop, actually avoid all the forbidden while you are in a state of ihram, such as shaving, trim your mustache, trim your nails. You understand? All this stuff, actually perfume, relation with your wife, all this has to be stopped because this will violate your ihram. But if you reach the city of Al-Hajj without performing the ihram, you cannot do it from Jeddah. You have to take transportation to the place of Al-Miqat, which you call it Rabigh. I don't know how much the destination, and go and perform your niyyah from there, from that place. Because the Prophet, he commanded, this is the condition, you must perform your ihram from this appointed area. So you have to do that. Other way, it will be like to sacrifice an animal. It will cost you a blood. You have to sacrifice an animal for that. If you are not able to sacrifice an animal, you have to feed like 6 indigents. If you are not able to make 6 indigents, you have to siyam, making fasting, 3 days of al-hajj, or and 7 days when you come back to your own town. This is actually what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, inshallah.
For the salah, is there any difference, major difference for the man and the woman? My wife asked me.
Different where?
Praying salah.
Yes. Same rule for men, same rule for women.
But for men, when you go to sijda, the sujood, we don't put our elbow on the ground.
Yeah, this is like the practicing, when you practice in the salayas, the rule maybe sometime change it, but this is not a condition. Doesn't violate your salah. Doesn't violate your salah. For example, some man by mistake while he making sujood, he stick his elbow to the ground. My question to you, if this is violate the salah, is not violate the salah. But you need to practice the sunnah. To raise up your elbow.
That's apply
for men. But the woman, because the woman she has different, she has a breast. When she goes, she has to actually hold her breast by her two arms closer, to close her two arms inside to hold her breast in order. Maybe some men, they will see her, she's not allowed to open her arms, so because she has a breast. So in order to do that, but this doesn't violate the salah for men or women if they don't do that. But it's recommended to do that in the salah, to practice the sunnah, but doesn't violate the salah.
What if you pray at home, does she need to be covered all the way?
Absolutely.
So she can...
Woman in the masjid or in the home must cover all her awra. And the awra from the woman start from the top, including the hair, must cover all the hair, must cover all her arms, must cover all her legs up to the elbow.
If nobody is there at home,
even if there is no single one, she must cover herself while she in a state of the salah. This is the part of the way of her salah. The woman cannot standing. Yes, Allah, he created her, but it's according to the sharia. The woman must cover all her body, include the hair and the legs and the arms, while and the chest, while she performing the salah. Even if there is nobody in the masjid, in the house, she must cover all of that. She cannot stand up with a t-shirt like us. Sometimes you pray with a t-shirt in the house. So, but the man for his awra, his arm is okay for the man. But for the woman in the salah, cannot be that. She must cover everything in her body. Because qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-mar'atu awra. All the body of the woman are private. Must cover it in the salah. Inshallah ta'ala. No. Any more question? What the? You must, the ulama said, you need to sleep at least half of the night. Half of the night. Either the first half or the second half. For example, when we reach Mina, we reach Mina that day because of the transportation by the Maghrib time. We bring the Maghrib there. Now we need actually to go, for example, to perform. I'm talking about the Hajj. So we need to go for Ifadah. You know, as Ifadah is a condition to go and make Ifadah, tawaf around the Kaaba and Sa'i is a condition. After the day of the 10th, after you make the Shamarat, alright? And you slaughter the animal and you shave or you cut your hair, you need to go, you still have one short. The one short to go to Mecca to make what? Tawaf Ifadah. Right. We were in the Maghrib. Can I go and leave Mina and I make the Tawaf of Ifadah by Isha time? Yes. But the make sure when you come back, you stay even a part of the night in Mina. You cannot escape the whole night. Even those couple of hours will be invalid. You need to stay in the Mina part of the time. It's not necessity to start from the Maghrib up to the Fajr. The ulama said minimum half of the night. Could be the first part of the night or the second part of the night. It will be fine, inshaAllah ta'ala.
3 days or only one?
3 days if you are making taqwa. It's minimum 2 days. The Ayyam al-Tashriq, that 11 and 12. You need to sleep. And plus, of course, after the day number 10, after you finish the Hajj, the stoning for a Jamrah al-Kubra, the 7 stones for the biggest Jamrah. So you need to stay this night too in Mina. To sleep the night of 11 and the night of 12 minimum. If you need to have more taqwa, you stay extra night, the night of 13. Part of this, you could make the whole night or half of the night at least. Either the first part of the night or the second part of the night. You have to calculate the hours. The night will start from the Maghrib time to the Fajr. You see how many hours? And you divide it to the two half. Either to stay the first part and you go, you could leave Mina, or you stay, or you leave Mina the first part of the night and you come back 2 o'clock in the night up to the Fajr, it will be fine, inshallah. So you follow the rule and the regulation of Al Hajj in Mabit for Mina, into sleeping in Mina, sleep over.
Now, next question.
Now,
When the guys are going
with
whom next to the
Hajj
Aswad?
Yes.
If I stand up, I say, man, stop this kind of stuff.
I You are allowed to speak.
I'm not allowed to speak.
I was happened with me. I found them, they push too much. And it was in the front of me, a lot of all the people, all the women, all the men. It was affecting me too much. Because you have to be humble with these people. You have to be, to treat them actually like part from you, they are Muslim. So what happened is, I start to speak to the people. I said, As-sabr ya mu'mineen. As-sabr ya muslimoon. Yas-sabr ya muslimoon. Wahidullah. Say, la ilaha illallah. People start control. I try to control them. They repeat after me. Sometimes I told them, takbir. I said, Allahu Akbar. Takbir, Allahu Akbar. In order to control them, because if they forgot themselves, they are hot, hyper. They need, like, they are like, they are in a battlefield. Like the people, when the people are stoning. You find when they exactly reach the area of the Jamarat, say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. Like they go for jihad, fi sabilillah. So all of them, actually, they became hyper. Like, so you need to actually remind them to calm down. But you are allowed to speak. Some, my wife, she speak with me, walking with me, for example. Can I tell her something? Yes. You are allowed to speak. But don't tell them, actually, somebody with you, you go and you discuss with him the last movie in the market. We're talking about something, actually, with necessity, actually, to say it or something like this, or to say something, zikr or tasbih or anything, or to tell him, ya akhi, fear Allah, ya akhi, fear Allah, ya akhi, don't push, ya akhi, don't push, something, you could say that, inshallah ta'ala. Nothing wrong with this, inshallah.
In my office, some of the guys, they stand up and pee and they leave the salah. So, shall I pray behind them or else?
Wallahi, actually, to be honest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Allah said in the Quran, don't favor yourself. Don't elect yourself to be more than the others. Normally, even sometimes in my masjid, in Manhattan, I stay in the line. I stay in the line, and the people, everybody knows actually I am, alhamdulillah, Allah put me in this position, leader of the masjid. But I always try to let the people, they are favoring you. Go ahead, Sheikh. Fadal, Sheikh. You understand? Don't favor yourself. And you elect, you see how many times? Sometime between me and Sheikh Hassan. And Sheikh Hassan come and push me, and I told him, no, you are my imam. You, and he told me, no, I need to, you are my imam. Sometime we fight here. So don't favor yourself. Let the people elect you. But even if he elect himself, exactly, the salah is valid. But don't favor yourself over the other people.
He stand up and pee in the bathroom. I could see them when in the office. No. When come to leading the salah, sometimes they lead the salah.
Right.
Shall I pray behind them?
Or? Now your question is, the second question is, he be from the standing position.
Standing
position. Is that allowed? Yes. The answer is yes. Because the Messenger ﷺ, he did that. There is a hadith in Sahih Bukhari wa Muslim. The Prophet proved that the Prophet ﷺ, I think is Anas, he stood up and he urinated from the standing position.
This kind of thought, the pee is bounced back?
Wallahi, if you don't never know if the pee is coming back, returning against your clothes or not. If you are, for example, we, most of us work in the office. And sometimes they have, this is from standing. If you are worried, and you be careful about this, and you make sure you are anxious to be careful when you urinate, and you make sure nothing will return back. I cannot tell you actually your salat is not valid because you stand up and urinate. Because if you stand up or urinate, try to be anxious. And if you want to make sure to take some water and go all over the bands by your hand, it will be better to be more anxious. But doesn't violate his salat. Because yes, it's permitted for the Muslim, yes. It's better to go and urinate from a sitting position. I understand. But if you ask me the second question, is that allowed for the Muslim to stand up and urinate? And he tried to be careful, nothing come out with his clothes. He's exactly his wudu, his valid. Yes, it is. Because the Messenger, he did that from a standing position. And he lead the, and who is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the best example for all of us. So if something, nothing coming to his clothes, his tahara, his purification is perfect, his wudu is perfect, his salah is perfect. So you don't have to worry about it. Make sure nothing come out to your clothes.
He was talking about the tent. You must sleep on the tent. And could you be a little bit clarify that point for me, because you got people, some people got opportunity to sleep in a hotel, some people they not.
Wallahi, like I told you, it is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to sleep over. But if you want to tell me somebody sleep over outside of the tent the whole night, your question to me is exactly, his hajj is valid, yes, but he missed the sunnah. He missed the great reward, because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sleep over in Mina. So it's recommended for us to sleep in Mina. It is one of the steps of the Hajj to sleep in Mina. But if you prefer to go and leave Mina and the dust and all this stuff, and you sleep in a comfortable hotel with air condition and with the shampoo and shower and so on, so that's totally different. Your reward is not gonna be like the reward of those who sleeping in the tent. But it is sunnah, yes, to follow the footsteps. I said in my class, فَلْتَأْخُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. You have to take the steps of the Hajj from me. So you follow the four steps of the Prophet ﷺ, how he performed al-Hajj, in order to get the reward, in order to have the clearance for all your sins in the Hajj. That is the purpose, that is the goal. So it is part of the night, yes, or the whole night to sleep over in Mina. Don't avoid Mina and go and sleep outside of Mina, because this is the sunnah in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But the question is, if I sleep over and I don't sleep in the Mina, some of the ulama, they said he has to sacrifice an animal. But the correct answer, it doesn't violate his Hajj. His Hajj is accepted, inshallah ta'ala. Now,
I have a question.
Tadam.
Go to Hajj and you owe somebody money, and that Hajj is valid or it's not valid?
Right. owe somebody money, if you have like owe money between you and individual or organization or company, you must go and take a permission. You tell them, Allah, I owe you $5,000, but I have niyyah, intention to go for Hajj this year. Are you permitting me to go? If the man he told you, or the company or the organization tell you, no, I need our money, you are not allowed to go. Your Hajj is not accepted. You must take. But for example, some of us fail in the what you call it mortgage. And he has a mortgage, he owe like $500,000 or $400,000 in the house. Are you going to pick up to actually the Bank of America? Salaam, salaam, I'm a Muslim, can I go to Hajj? What are you going to tell you, Sheikh Saeed? He's not going to permit you. Subhanallah. So you're never going to go or perform the Hajj. But I'm talking about individual Muslim brother or non-Muslim or somebody like this. You borrow money from him, yes, before you go to for Hajj. It's priority for you to go and pay your debt first. You have to pay your loan first before you go to for Hajj. Unless if this is actually somebody will be patient to give you a break of time and let you go, you go. But if he said no, you are not allowed to go. That's that, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
Ishmael, this was where Shaitan tried to tempt him to stop him from doing
it. No.
What is the correct?
No. The last one.
What's the significance?
Last one. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, when he took Ismail alayhi salam to slaughter him, as he saw in the dream. So the Shaitan came to him in a form of man. and it starts while he's walking with Ismail, and Ismail surrender and he submit himself to the decision of Allah, and also Ibrahim submit himself to the decision of Allah. So he took him and they made agreement together without learning the mother, Hajar alayhi salam. So the shaitan came in a form of man and he started, he whispered to Ibrahim, told him, "Ya Ibrahim, أتأخذ فلذة كبدك؟ Are you taking auction? It's a part of your heart. And you go and you slaughter him and you kill him." So what did he do? So then Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام, he started cursing, told him, "إنك رجيم شيطان رجيم." And he started to take stones. At the first when he reached, the first one, it's the big one. He started to stone him with 7. Then after that walk between the biggest one and the middle one, there is a destination. So he started whispering to him again. Because the shaitan never give up. He come to you, you may be actually you're not gonna be successful, you from the first time, but he's gonna come back to you again. Like for example, he come to you and he whisper you for commit sins. And then you became strong. Said, "A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim." So he passed the first day. He come to you the second day. He never give up. The shaitan is always never give up. So he came to him also in the middle one. He start also, he curse him. And then he stone him with another 7. And then he walk. And he caught him with a small one. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also, he start to stone him with a 7. So this became like a 3 jamarat. So the jamra, it is a column, stones in the front of you. Now they make it large. This is a symbol. There is no shaitan here, as the people sometimes they believe this is a shaitan. I'm going to stone, find some people. They took the umbrella in the front of me and they shoot at him with the umbrella. Somebody, they can take the shoe. And he shoot exactly by the shoes, son of a, and they curse. But this no such shaitan. This is a symbol of al-hajj. But this is the 3 area which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam stoned the shaitan with the stones. So it became part of the process of al-hajj. That is the real story to understand what is the meaning of jamarat and the stoning. So the jamra here, the symbol of al-hajj, we do it in order to clean all our sins from this 3, from the biggest one, second one, and third one. Then Allah, when you do that, Allah, he clear all your sins, because he came to you during your life a lot and you fail in sins and you follow the shaitan. So when you do that, Allah clear it inshallah ta'ala for you. He became part of al-hajj inshallah ta'ala. Now, everything will be cleared.
So what if someone intentionally sins, like, "Oh, when I do Hajj, it's going to forgive me"? Does that count also?
I missed the last one.
Intentionally sins. And he's thinking, like, "Oh, when I do Hajj, it's going to be forgiven." And he sins.
No, yeah, show Allah, they try to as much as you could, inshallah ta'ala. You may find some people, exactly, "I'm going for Hajj. Let me go and do enjoy some sins." And they make a lot of sins. Like Sheikh Saeed have like a dozen of women and sleep with them. And stealing some money, stealing bank. I'm going for Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, طيب ولا يقبل إلا طيبة. Allah is good. They don't play game with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do, may Allah tabaraka ta'ala clear you from the Hajj. And from the sins in the Hajj. So we don't have to do that, inshallah ta'ala. But your intention to go, to clear all the sins and to seek repentance from Allah and forgiveness from Allah tabaraka ta'ala, Allah give it to you inshallah if you avoid the 2 which I did, and the dispute also. You don't dispute in the Hajj inshallah ta'ala. Now, somebody asking me about the Safa and Marwa. Tawaf, it must be in a state of purification, include the wudu. Safa and Marwa, this wudu is not a condition. You could perform Safa and Marwa without wudu. But tawaf around the Kaaba must be in wudu, must be in purification. But can somebody losing his wudu and he makes sa'i between Safa and Marwa? Yes. You do it the Sa'i and Marwa without without purification, without any wudu. So that's number one. Number two, somebody asked me, using soap with smelling. Sometime you have like a soap, and this soap has a smelling of lemon, strawberry, any kind of flavor. And I use this to wash my body during the ihram time, while I am in a state of ihram. Can I use soap with the smelling good with any flavor? The answer is yes. Can I use brush to brush my teeth with paste, and the paste has a flavor? Can I use it? The answer is yes. You don't have any problem. The only problem with the perfume itself. To use it while you are in a state of ihram, any perfume or any oil has a good smelling or so and so, this is not, it's forbidden. It will violate your ihram. But can I take my clothes of ihram and I wash it? And I take a shower? The answer is yes. Can I replace it with a new one? Yes. The answer is yes. So you don't have to worry about that, inshallah ta'ala. The only thing, the perfume itself and the good smelling, to put it in your clothes or to put it in your body while you are in a state of ihram. Soap, regular soap, doesn't violate. Washing actually my clothes with regular soap doesn't violate, because this is not considered, this is not considered like a mask or perfume. The soap has a flavor, doesn't violate. The best to use it in my mouth with the mint or anything doesn't violate for Hajj or all. Even to wash your head with a soap with flavor doesn't violate your Hajj, doesn't violate your ihram, inshallah ta'ala. Now, this is the question the brother asked me. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, inshallah ta'ala, accepting.
Six thirty
now, right? I still have 3 minutes, inshallah. If you have any question, inshallah.
When did you start to say that?
What is that?
Like soap, they have pork kilo and pork things in the soap. Is it okay to use it? Because anyway, I'm using what is called soap and I'm washing it.
Soap with any kind of products of lard or any pork actually is haram. Not allowed for the Muslim to use it at all.
Yeah, but
shampoo, Vaseline, cream, anything in a product made from the pork products, it's haram for the Muslim to use it.
But I don't know it. And
if you don't know, Allah forgive you. You are not.
The reason behind is that I'm washing anything. Chemical
of
the main thing is not the pork, is the chemical. Actually, for lard or oil, is not anything related.
Really?
Chemical is the main thing.
You remember the Prophet ﷺ when Abu Talha, and he came to him, to Rasulullah ﷺ, and asked him about the formula of the alcohol to change it to a new form. The Prophet ﷺ said, "La'an Allahu al-Yahud." Allah curses the Yahud. Why? They used to have Allah when He forbid them to use the fat of the animal. What they did? قال فأخذوها فأذابوها. They took it and they melted by heat, and they changed the formula to a liquid. The fat of, which is forbidden for the Yahud, they changed it to a liquid, and they put some acids with it, products, to use it to bend the ship, and to use it in cook, to cook the food. So Allah forbid it, or the originally forbid it, but they took it and they changed it to a different formula to make it liquid, and they add some stuff to use it for bending of the ship, and use it also for cook. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the Yahud have been cursed because of that. So the Muslim cannot use any kind of lard or pork in any kind of products, to use it in shampoo, soap, Vaseline, whatever cream, whatever is,
it's all of this is forbidden. And if you did it by mistake, Allah forgive you, because Allah will charge you when you know and you use it by purposely. Somebody in us.
Yeah, so when did you start to say the labaika, la'uma, la'uma?
When you ride.
Okay, when did you stop saying?
For example, when you ride the bus, you are in a plane, you ride the camel, the donkey, the train, whatever it is, the Prophet ﷺ started to make talbiyah, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, when he ride the animal. After he said, labbaik Allahumma hajj, or labbaik Allahumma umrah. And then the talbiyah, you should be started when you ride. You ride the transportation, it's in the meaning, inshallah ta'ala.
Okay, so when did you stop saying that?
You stop when you enter the haram sharif. When you became enter the haram sharif to make the tawaf, no talbiyah. I saw the people around the Kaaba said, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. When you enter the haram, you stop. You make it in the street, you make it in a tent, you make it in Arafah, you make it in this place. But when you enter the masjid, you stop, inshallah ta'ala. You stop, inshallah ta'ala. Nah. Bas, inshallah. Subhanakallah wa hamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. اللهم تقبل منا واقبل منا. اللهم يا رب العرش العظيم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم تقبل يا رب الحج والعمرة من حجاج بيتك الكريم. اللهم أزدنا من الحج والعمرة. اللهم يا رب العرش العظيم ارزقنا حجة وعمرة في القريب العاجل. اللهم تقبلها من جميع المسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين في كل مكان واعف عن سيئاتنا إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين. اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اغفر لآبائنا وآباء المسلمين. اللهم اغفر لآبائنا وأمهاتنا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل فينا ولا بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. واغفر لنا بالأعمال الصالحات أعمالنا وتوفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه وعلمنا ما علمت به كثير من خلقك واجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. اللهم يا رب العرش العظيم اعف عن سيئاتنا وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب النار وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار. اللهم انصرنا نصر دين محمد. اللهم هيئ لهذه الأمة من يقودها إلى النصرة. اللهم انصر إخواننا في مصر. اللهم انصر إخواننا في مصر وانصر إخواننا في سوريا وانصر إخواننا في اليمن وانصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي العراق. اللهم انصر إخواننا في الصومال وفي السودان وفي جميع مشارق الأرض يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا رب عليك بالظالمين ومن والى الظالمين.